I'm Tim McGuire. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, the lead House manager, lays out the case against President Trump, telling the Senate he and his fellow managers have proved Trump abused his office with his effort to get Ukraine to announce investigations, including one focused on Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, and that the president obstructed a congressional investigation into his actions. He says Trump isn't being impeached because people don't like him.
It's all about the Constitution and his misconduct. If it meets the standard of impeachable conduct, as we have proved, it doesn't matter whether you like him. It doesn't matter whether you dislike him. What matters is whether he is a danger to the country, because he will do it again.
Trump's lawyers will begin their defense tomorrow morning. His personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, tells reporters the Democrats seem determined to oust Trump before the November election.
Do you know what it really comes down to? When I just listened to Manager Jeffries at the end there, I'm really trying to remove the president from the ballot in 2020. We are, what, 10 and a half months out from an election? And they don't trust the American people to make a decision.
France reports three cases of the coronavirus, the first in Europe and the first outside Asia and the U.S., where there are two cases, a woman in Chicago and a man in the Seattle area. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases was asked if there could be an increase in cases in this country.
Obviously, we're taking this very seriously. I don't think this is something that the United States public should be worried or frightened about.
Chinese officials say nearly 1,300 people have been sickened by the virus, 41 deaths. Government has expanded its lockdown to an unprecedented 36 million people and is rushing to build a prefab 1,000-bed hospital for the victims. This is AP News. Actress Rosie Perez testifies in a New York City rape trial of former producer Harvey Weinstein. AP's Ed Donahue with more.
Perez testified her friend and fellow actress Annabella Sciorra told her in the mid-90s Weinstein had raped her, but she couldn't go to police because, in Sciorra's words, he'd destroy me. The defense pressed Perez on why she didn't go to police. Her response, she was being respectful. Sciorra told jurors a day earlier Harvey Weinstein pushed his way into her New York apartment in 1993 or 1994 and raped her. Weinstein denies ever having non-consensual sex. Sciorra is not connected to the charges Weinstein faces in this trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
A massive explosion this morning killed at least two people and leveled a warehouse that later caught fire in Houston. Homes were damaged for miles around the blast. 20 other people have been hurt, 18 of them in the homes in the area. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.